What's going on, guys? It's Madman Plant. We are back here at Homegrown for February Fire. Before we get started, I want to shout out our quick sponsors real quick. For the silver package, we got AC Infinity and Simple Sullivan's. For the bronze, we have Hygrozyme, No Clone Left Behind, and Good Luck Stuff Productions. While I was walking around today, you know, I'm always looking for people to talk about mental health, homegrown cannabis, smoking cannabis. And I found somebody that I just thought would be perfect for this podcast. So I asked Julian over here to be on the podcast, and he happily said yes. Welcome, dude.
Hey, how's it going?
It's doing very well. So you've never been on a podcast before. You're not a social media guy.
Correct. That is correct.
Well, I'm glad to kind of bring you full circle here. I'm Madman Plant. So this podcast is all about mental health and home growing. Sure. And obviously, I see that you're missing an arm here. Okay. And I would love to know how cannabis has helped you through your process.
I mean, I've always smoked weed long before I lost my arm through the whole process. So I don't know.
Kind of like you said, taking your mind off it, giving you some ease. Do you mind if I ask what happened?
Yeah, not at all. It was an off-roading accident in Colorado. I flipped a Polaris UTV and got it on its side on top of my arm. Had to get medevaced out, lost the arm. They amputated in the hospital. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Pretty wild shit. So
I follow somebody else on Instagram. I don't know if you follow him. He was in a motorcycle accident and just lost his arm as well. And he has a whole Instagram page about... Stop. Sit down. Lay down. Lay down. Palmer's like, lay down. All the way. Sorry about that. She gets hyped with her dogs.
No worries.
And basically, you know, he's really made a positive out of the situation. What would you say your biggest takeaway with losing an arm would be?
Oh, that's an easy one. Fucking... Don't worry about shit you can't change. If you don't have control over it, there's no reason to worry about it. No reason to fucking get your feelings hurt or anything like that, man. Life is the way it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? So it's always going to be that way.
I kind of really like that response because it's kind of like the Billy Joel song, Vienna, if you're familiar with it, which is, too bad it's the life you lead. You know what I mean? And that's just the way it is. It is what it is, but how you come out of situations like that, you know, how you continue on, how you keep that kind of indomitable spirit that kind of keeps you going, you know, that comes from within. And that's something that's either learned or like awarded on you, essentially.
Well, it has to be built, you know, just like any other thing, doing things you don't want to do, getting your ass up and going to work, going to the gym, whatever it may be, just doing things you don't want to do makes you a stronger person, I feel like. It's a muscle. You got to build it.
You know, and I totally agree with that. So when you got an accident, did you know right away that you were going to be losing your arm?
Well, I was wearing a big jacket, but I knew right away my arm was not attached to my body anymore. Wow. So I didn't know the extent of the injuries or what was going to happen. But, you know, I knew it was something serious. So it was something seriously wrong. And, you know, I woke up the next morning in the hospital, obviously missing my arm, and It was like that.
I was in a really bad car accident on 95, actually, on a way to an event here about 2 years ago. Luckily, I had no injuries from it, but we did flip a couple times.
No shit.
When you did that, do you remember any of it, or you just remember waking up in the hospital?
I was fully conscious pretty much the entire time. I remember flipping the vehicle, my buddies dragging it off of me. I climbed out from underneath. And it was about an hour and a half or so until the helicopter arrived on scene. It was in the middle of nowhere in the, I guess, if you're familiar with the show, South Park, Colorado, or like South Park, the show, it was actually in Southern Park County, Colorado, where I crashed.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Out of, near a town called Fairplay, if any of your listeners are familiar with that.
That's really wild. So when they pulled it off you, was there pain? Was there anything?
Or? No pain at all. No, it didn't hurt at all. I was drunk as fucking shit, wasted. So,
okay. So that could help a little bit with the pain tolerance that night.
I would imagine something like that. Yeah.
So from that, you're back to your normal self.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I was a construction worker at the time, and obviously I couldn't do that anymore. So I went to college, and now I'm just I'm an engineer working in an office. So, you know, it's all back together as far as my life and future and all that shit.
That's really cool. Now, are you married? Do you have kids?
Nope, single right now.
Lucky dog. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Lacey. Don't date me. But that's awesome. You know, and we've talked to a lot of people on this show who've gone through some tremendous things. And it's always just so great to see people go through something traumatic and then bounce back, you know, and you still have your life and everything ahead of you. And sometimes, you know, it's something that's where it could really affect you negatively or it could give you purpose. And, you know, and you just seem like a really, like, just a genuine person, you know.
You know, just to say to your listeners, through God and and your personal strength, anything is possible. Through God and your personal strength, anything is possible. Yep.
I totally, totally agree with that. I'm a big believer in God. I pray heavily. You know, I was actually adopted from Romania. So talk about, you know, one in a million chances of even being here, you know, just like you, you know, surviving that accident and standing here today. So we all, you know, got to thank God and be grateful for what we have, because it's like ever since your accident, you're probably the same way. Life is just so short now.
Blessed to be here. Blessed to be. Everyone really is. So, you know, it's a great thing to be able to realize that and appreciate where you're at in life.
Yeah. Are you a grower?
I have grown weed a few times. Not currently. I don't have any plants right now.
Well, we'd definitely love to see you to get back into it. Obviously, you don't have social media, so there's no real way to follow you.
That's right. Yeah,
but, guys, if you're watching, I hope you got inspired by this story. Thank you so much for just agreeing to be on the podcast and talking about this. You know, your story alone helps so many people out there and brings so much value to the community and everything. And I want to thank you for that.
Well, man, I appreciate those kind words, and I'm happy to do it. Glad to be here. It was good to meet you.
Awesome, guys.
Where can I see this at?
So if you go to madmanplant.com.
Say that one more time.
Sit down now. Stay. If you go to madmanplant.com and you go to our exclusive interview section on our website, which is free for members, first 420 people, you can see this interview and much, much more with us with celebrities. We talked to two people in Arizona last week that were wheelchair bound for 7 and 9 years, told that they would never walk again. So we have a lot of great stories just like yours as well. We'll see you guys very, very soon.